I think he wrote that in 1678. The book is considered an allegory of Pilgrim's Progress. It's a great book, talking about the experiences of a Christian, which are not altogether something you go down the road rejoicing about. A lot of fiery trials, a lot of disappointments, a lot of paths that going upward instead of downward, a lot of rocky paths. We got to remember in Pilgrim's Progress that all of our troubles aren't always as real as the devil makes them seem to be a lot of times. And even in this allegory, it was written by John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress, back in the 17th century. This pilgrim that he was writing about was going down this rocky trail, and he couldn't get off of it. And in the distance, he saw some lions. He saw several big old lions down there in his path. Well, you might meet some lions too. But when he got up a little closer, he kept eyeing those lions with a little fear in his heart. When he got close enough, he found out those lions were only lions made of stone. And that's the way a lot of our troubles are. Sometimes the devil magnifies them. I preached a message, I guess it was 30 years ago in Arkansas when I was pastoring in Jonesboro, Arkansas, a message that I used a magnifying glass, and how the devil uses a magnifying glass to make our troubles look a lot bigger many times than what they really are. He magnifies the bad, and then he turns it on and shrinks up the good things that we have and makes them appear not to be so worthwhile, not to be something that is worth serving God for. And we think that the devil's the best paymaster, the way he makes us look at things at time, and that the Pilgrim's Progress is too fatiguing and too uncertain, too much suffering, all of that, along frustrations that we face. But I want us to look here at God's point of view about the Pilgrim's Progress that we ourselves have to counter with great resolution to be able to keep up even with that slow, methodical progress that the Holy Ghost helps us to maintain. Sometimes it's so slow we think we ought to go faster. Then when the Lord revs it up a little bit and says, hey, come on here, let's hurry up here. My Lord, you're going to wear me out? Yeah, I tell you, Pilgrim's Progress is something that you can't explain except through the Word of God. We have to take God's word for it. I want to begin in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter here, from this great apostle, Paul, that we admire and love and have such great respect for his epistles. 13 we call the Pauline epistles. Beginning in verse 12. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded until this day. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now you can realize very quickly here how Paul is telling you that you're not going to get to the image of that glory that we've seen Christ, through Christ and through Moses and the glory God put upon him. And perhaps the story in Matthew 17 of the transfiguration of Jesus, how him and Moses and Elijah was transfigured and their garments was bright and glistering, and they were out there transfigured in incorruptible bodies, as it were. That glory was something else. Moses came down from the mountain after being with God 40 days, and the children of Israel couldn't stand and look upon him. His face shone. And until he got through speaking all that God had told him to speak, they had to put a veil over his face. They couldn't stand it. And Jesus, of course, his glory is something even exceptional. It's revealed in Revelation 1, how that when John saw him, his countenance was as the brightness of the sun in his strength. Boy, that's glory, isn't it? Woo! We sing the song, that will be glory for me when by his grace I shall look on his face. That will be glory for me. We're going to shine like him one of these days. We're going to be like him. But listen, we go from glory to glory. And the Bible says, with open face, beholding in a glass, the glory of the Lord. That glass means like you look at the sun when it's eclipsing. A darkened glass. As Paul related in 1 Corinthians 13, he said, now we look through a glass darkly. An opaque glass. A glass. Back when I was a child, we used to have the sun would eclipse. Mama had old lamps. You know, that's back in the days we didn't have electric lights. Yeah, I live back there. I'm not 100 years old yet. And I remember lamps. I had to fill them about every night with coal oil or kerosene, get a newspaper or something or other, and wipe the soot out of the globe or whatever you call it. You put on there a glass globe. And whenever we had the eclipse, we'd turn the thing up, it'd smoke, and get a little piece of glass, window glass, and put over it and smoke it, and then we'd get up there and look at the eclipse without it blinding your eyes. And that's what the apostle here is speaking of. We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. We can't look at his glory. John, when he saw him in Revelation 1, he fell on his face like he was shot. He couldn't stand it. In the natural. Said, we're changed in the same image from glory to glory. We start off with a little bit of glory. And if you keep serving God, keep seeking God, keep obeying God, everything keeps getting more glorious. We get more of his glory until even the scripture says that our face can shine. You ever read that in Ecclesiastes 8 and 1? Who's as a wise man? You remember her brother used to quote that to us here? Who's as a wise man? Who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? The boldness of a man maketh his face to shine, and his wisdom. When you got boldness and wisdom here, it's what it's talking here, with open face, beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord. Wisdom and boldness will make our face to shine. But it don't shine to begin with. We go from glory to glory. All right, I want to show you something else the Lord said here about this also. We don't get it all at one time. In Romans, the first chapter, you read something else here. Romans 1:17, the Bible says, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. When you're first saved, you don't have the faith you're going to have 10 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years from then, if you go on and serve God, your faith will grow exceedingly. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 4. Your faith grows exceedingly, Paul was speaking to those in the church of Thessalonica. All right, we go from faith to faith. Now, there's another progress that we also acquire by continuing with God with patience. Servitude, patient obedience to the Lord. In Psalm, I want you to turn to that, 84, beginning in verse 4. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. You're not strong when you're first saved. You might think you are. Well, there's a lot of folks, my Lord, get up from the altar and they want to go to preaching or prophesying or something right then. They ain't fitting to preach or prophesy. You can testify. Yeah, you're fitting to testify. When Paul the Apostle, he got saved on the road down to Damascus in Acts the 9th chapter. God blinded him. He was blind for 3 days without sight, without food or water. And when his sight came by the laying on of the hands of Ananias, an obscure disciple down the street a ways, came up and prayed for him by revelation of the Holy Ghost. He got up and immediately he began to tell him about Christ, what he knew about Christ. He didn't start prophesying. He didn't start speaking in tongues and interpreting things and discerning spirits and all that. That came later, many years later, for the Apostle Paul. You go from strength and progressively to greater strength. You go from glory to greater glory. You grow from a little faith until you get middle-sized faith on up to a great faith. You don't get it instantly. And it takes years and it takes a lot of serving God and it takes a lot of patience as you wait on God. In Hebrews, the 13th chapter, we read here about the pilgrims that the Lord has given us a record of in the Word of God. Hebrews 11 is a chapter that is a biographical.